Three, two, one. What is going down, everybody? It's time for another exciting episode of MojoBreak.com, The Hype. Show number 29, paying tribute to Eric Dickerson, even though it pains me to see that ugly-ass uniform. But we're back today. We've got lots of breaks going down today. We've got Bowman's Best after the show. Full case, we got MLB 7-Box Mixer after that. We got some Chronicles at $29.99. We got hockey. We got basketball. So check our schedule out. And as you can see, there's a special code if you're listening to the show or if you're listening to the podcast. It may expire at any time. Use code 2018MOJO for 12% off PYT breaks. That's going to give you an extra little 2% bump. So save big, win big. And we're in the midst of Wheel Spin Wednesday. So stay tuned for that, as well as every break we'll have wheel spins. We've got archives, postseason boxes we're going to give away, 2017 Topps Tech, NBA hoops, and some illusions, and more stuff to be added to the wheel. Every break, we'll have one wheel spin, and there'll be some extras for today. Dan, what's going down? Are you still crying from that Rams loss? How did you take that, man?
Oh, man. Well, you know, can't win them all. The Atlanta Falcons figured them out, man. They had a game plan. They kept the Rams' offense off the field. And, yeah, I mean, it was at least we made it.
You made it in there. Hey, it's a stepping stone.
You know, at least we didn't start our offseason early.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's what we're doing.
Like somebody else.
Yep.
The Jimmy G crew.
We've got some breaking news out of the Upper Deck camp regarding NBA-licensed stuff coming out. We'll let you guys know about that soon. Today's show, as you can see, there's no topic. You're like, what are you guys going to talk about? I was like, hey, I hate being a slave to topics, but we are going to talk about football playoffs, as we just diluted into a little bit. We're going to talk about new products. And we also had a really cool question from Vis about 2018 high-end products that we'll talk about. Well, we'll start with the football playoffs, since we're talking about the Rams already. C-Rad, did you get a chance to watch any games? What did you see out there on Saturday and Sunday for football?
I got to see the first game on, I believe it was Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. The first game. And I was able to watch a little bit of the Falcons and Rams game on Saturday night, too, while I was here. But I didn't watch the Jags-Bill game. I know everybody was kind of not – that was probably the most unexciting game of the weekend, from what I hear.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was thinking about it. Don't they say defenses win – championships?
I think they do.
Or Nathan Peterman loses the game for you. Nathan Peterman, I feel bad for that kid.
Bad for that kid since they put him in that, in the middle of the season.
He comes in, the season's on the line. It's like 4th and 4, something like that. He comes in, drops back to pass, and throws it right to Jalen Ramsey.
Nice. It was a good cherry on top for his season.
I think it's a concern. I don't know what team. I don't know if he knows what team he plays for.
Yeah, he may want to check the old eyes.
But his completion percentage is amazing.
Higher for the other team.
For the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody out there collecting Nathan Peterman still? You are a brave soul. It's as bad as collecting Sean Mannion.
Oh.
But yeah, there was some really ugly ass football games this weekend. I mean, I think the only watchable one was the Panthers Saints game, and it kind of is the epitome of football this season. I think there's just been a lack of action. It's just been like one of those boring sequels this year. You know, it's like, yeah.
Titans-Chiefs was pretty good.
Titans-Chiefs was all right. Yeah,
Titans-Chiefs, that was a good game.
It was a comeback.
How about Mariota throwing a touchdown pass to himself?
That was the best play of the
week. That basically, his card should have doubled overnight because of that.
That's like lady luck, dude. It just bounced now, that's like right off of Revis.
Now, if anybody was watching the broadcast, they were actually, I think, who was doing that game? Was it Romo?
I believe it was Romo and Nance, yeah.
So, does anybody know who was the first guy to actually complete a pass to himself for a touchdown?
Steve Young.
No, Steve Young, it wasn't a touchdown. He did complete a pass to himself.
Was it Tony Romo?
It wasn't Tony Romo.
Troy Aikman?
It was Brad Johnson.
From the Vikings.
And Brad Johnson, I'm pretty sure it was Romo making that call. Brad Johnson actually texted whoever was calling that game to remind him that he was the first guy to do that.
Didn't he say Steve Young?
No, he didn't say Steve Young. Nobody said Steve Young.
Oh, well, why did he just all of a sudden text and remind? Did they say something wrong, or he just was like, hey, drop my name?
No, he's like, you do remember who that was who did it the first time. That was me. He's like, no one's done it since me. It's basically Brad Johnson's claim to fame.
Just like, don't forget about me.
Don't forget about me, yeah. But
people are going to forget now.
Dude, you are, your camera is definitely like kind of going in and out. It's like hard to see your face today for some reason. So I don't want to see your face.
Me?
Yeah, yours. Since
I'm not. I ain't worried about it.
Don't worry, guys. You're not drunk. Well, maybe you are.
Don't worry about it. You don't need to see my face anyway. Just got to hear my voice.
Is it not working with the Mojo code? See, I'm trying to get people to not use like 15 coupons. Did I block store credits too? I can get that fixed for you guys. But yeah, 2018 Mojo for 12% off PYT breaks. Yeah, football. Got some exciting games this weekend. I think this is the real matchups are starting to come around, you know, with Steelers and Patriots and, you know, the Vikings and Eagles now playing this week after their bye week. So, what do you guys, I mean, are we still consensusly thinking the Patriots? Is there anybody that's going to challenge the Patriots this year for the Super Bowl, for winning this year?
I'm sticking with my original prediction, Patriots-Falcons rematch Super Bowl. Yeah!
Nice. Falcons-Patriots, you're saying?
Yep, rematch.
And then the Falcons are going to avenge the loss from last year, we think?
No, they're actually going to...
They're going to get whooped?
They're gonna lose the first three quarters and then make it exciting in the fourth and then still lose.
Well, as long as we get a good game, I was excited to hear that Justin Timberlake's doing the halftime show again. Now insert Janet Jackson joke here, but that's a watchable halftime performer. Sure. You know, like some in prior years.
I'm not feeling his new song too much, but yeah.
It's a little different. Yeah, I've been trying to get into it. It didn't even sound like him.
So, C-Red, do you think the Patriots beat the Steelers in the AFC Championship game, or you think the Steelers get knocked off this week?
I think it's the AFC Championship game Steelers beat.
Yeah, because you would be saying right now that the Jags are going to beat the Steelers.
Hell no.
Barely like a team.
I don't think anybody beats the Steelers. I think the Steelers are the Super Bowl champions.
Okay.
I think the Steelers are the best team. Le'Veon Bell can never bet against Ben Roethlisberger. You can never bet against Tom Brady either.
I just think the setup is so perfect because you got that ESPN story about the Patriots coming out. The NFL supposedly hates the Patriots, but in my opinion, they love the Patriots because they're so favorable to that team, it feels like sometimes. And then you got the rematch angle of it, the whole thing, whereas the Falcons and Patriots, it's a big moneymaker for the NFL if both those teams make it, I believe.
Yeah, I could see that happening. And my picks are, it's weird, I'm going with the two bye teams for AFC, and I'm going with the two wild card game teams for the NFC. I don't think the Vikings and the Eagles make it out of this week.
Vikings might, but I feel like Falcons are definitely going to
be. I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a Saints Steelers Super Bowl.
Ooh, that's an odd one. I'd put some money down. That's probably hard percentage.
I'm not mad at the Saints pick. I do like them. I'm just going with my original because I think I did pick the Falcons before the season started. Obviously, I did Falcons Raiders and. We know how that ended up, so I'm going to go with Falcons-Patriots now.
We got George going with the Saints. Saints getting some love a little bit. Yeah, I mean, hey, the most experienced guy out there for quarterbacks besides Brady and Roethlisberger. Actually, probably the only one in the NFC with a lot of you know, clout is Drew Brees, right?
Well,
I mean,
he's
done it before.
The one constant is that look at the teams that are still in it and look at their quarterback position.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks win football games.
No, they don't.
They do. I mean, look, you have Roethlisberger and Tom Brady.
You mean Johnny Hecker doesn't win you guys any games?
Like Johnny
Hunter?
Johnny
Hecker. Hunter don't win football games?
Johnny Hecker still may be the best player on the Rams. Johnny Hecker's a badass. But, I mean, you need a top-tier quarterback to win in that league.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, and then you have Drew Brees and Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that Nick Foles carries the Eagles to an NFC champ?
He's kind of mysterious, man. When he was on the Eagles last time, it was Chip Kelly's offense, and it was a tough offense, as Niner fans know. And Chip Kelly has not translated well into the NFL. But Nick Foles actually had a really good year with Chip Kelly. Then he went to the Rams, and he went to I don't know where he went after that, but he wasn't good after.
I want to say he was in Buffalo at some point.
He might have been, but he had a good run in Chip Kelly's offense. So there is potential there for Nick Foles to surprise some people. He just was garbage after the Eagles, but you know, maybe he does well in green and you know, he's got a good defense behind him. So
I just don't,
Eagles could perform.
I don't believe in Case Keenum or Nick Foles. So that's my issue. That's where I think
I don't believe in Case Keenum either, even though he's like second ranked in the league. I'm with you though.
Well,
you should know more than anybody.
Case Keenum. More so than I do Nick Foles. I like Case Keenum better more.
Do you like Case Keenum better than Matt Ryan?
No.
You like Case Keenum better than Drew Brees?
Vikings can definitely beat the Saints.
I think the NFC Championship is the Falcons Saints. I'm with Doug on that. Yeah. I think both the Vikings and Eagles get knocked out, and I actually don't even think it's close. I think those two games are blowouts.
No way, dude. Vikings defense is hella good.
Dude.
Vikings defense is good.
You don't have to disagree, man. You don't have to lie to kick it, bro.
I can't rest on Case yet. I mean, Nick Foles is the X factor here.
Can't rest your case
on Case. Yeah, can't rest my case of beer on Case.
Can't rest my case.
The Eagles are the wild card here. I mean, not physically the wild card; they're the first seed, but they're they're the wild card in terms of we don't know what Nick Foles can have. I mean, we've seen him the last couple weeks. He's had 2 weeks to prepare for this game, so. He's got some chemistry probably now with the receivers.
He's lost his two starts, right?
He won both of them.
I think the Cowboys beat the Eagles in Week 17.
No, I think the Eagles.
I think the I think,
Eagles won.
I think the Cow. Think the Cowboys won, and I want to say that Week 16 they lost. Week 15 is when they played the Rams. He came in and they ended up winning.
Yeah, that was the one that that they won.
And he didn't do anything to win that game.
No, I think he beat the Raiders. Oh, they lost to the Cowboys 6-0. Yeah, but did he play? Did he play in that game?
I don't know, but
6-0 in that game.
Yeah,
I can't even remember that game, but there was a game that was 6-0 and it was Cowboys
and
Eagles.
Wait, so the Eagles did beat the Raiders?
They beat the Raiders 19-10, yeah.
Well, it is the Raiders.
But Foles only had 163 yards passing in that game.
Yeah,
so.
Dude, he's going to get knocked out. They're going to get knocked out.
So let me ask you guys this, is in terms of relating this back to the hobby and the NFL playoffs that are going on right now, what's the biggest storyline that could affect value on a rookie or a vet or anything on any of these teams that are left? What is the biggest thing that could happen and who could benefit the best?
Well, I think the low-hanging fruit on that is Kamara from the Saints. He gets a couple touchdowns. Basically is a driving force, him and Drew Brees.
He was terrible last week, though. Him and Ingram were
terrible.
But
they do have a balanced attack. He is going to get his carries. He's going to catch the ball out of the backfield. For the AFC, because I am high on the Steelers going to the Super Bowl, Juju Smith could be a guy who you can see a spike in his cards.
Yeah.
That is pretty much it. I mean, you have Fournette. I mean, do we think Fournette does anything against the Steelers? He may have a good game against the Steelers, but are the Jags, do they even have a fighting chance of beating the Steelers?
I think so.
You think they do?
Yeah.
They do. How? How's Blake Bortles going to carve up the Steelers?
Saxonville, dude.
So they're going to win if it's like 6-0 then.
Well, Steelers have shown vulnerability too. I mean, they've been hot as of late, of course, but they've shown that they can lose to subpar teams.
Yeah.
So let alone the Jags, who, you know, are pretty decent this year.
Yeah. The Jags got, didn't they get blown out by the Niners?
They did.
Yeah, they're done.
All these teams
curse.
Left are
that would happen to the Rams
by the Niners, dude.
I know, Titans, Jags. If the Rams would have won, we would have beaten 3 out of the 4 teams that made it to the playoffs for the NFC, or well, 3 out of the 8 teams. Yeah, I mean, Jaguars. I like the Jaguars, but I feel like it's just like similar to what I said about the Rams. Is it's like their first year as a like an up and coming team, and you'd never win. Like it was already an anomaly that they won. They got to face the Bills that got in luckily too, and I just feel like they got to take some lumps, and then you don't have that pedigree like Ben Roethlisberger has, or like Tom Brady has, or Drew Brees has, or Matt Ryan has. Like, I believe pedigree in the playoffs goes a lot longer than, oh, you're on a big stage, everybody's watching you, every play matters, and people crack, you know. And I think that's what you saw with McVay and the Rams. I mean, I think they were showing McVay for a week pacing and changing game plans and not being sure. I think he cracked under the pressure, and his game plan didn't work.
If they don't have two fumbles on special teams, they win that game. Farrell Cooper, those ended up being,
they'd be more competitive.
They scored on both those possessions.
Yeah.
So Farrell Cooper doesn't fumble the ball, and the ball doesn't bounce off the special teams countless's foot.
Yeah.
The Rams probably win that game. What the Falcons did do is they had a game plan. Their game plan was to keep the Rams offense off the field, and they did an amazing job
of
it.
Yeah.
They had long drives, sustainable drives. They were taking like 8 or 9 minutes off the clock. At one point, I think the Rams only had the possession. They had one possession in the third quarter. So the game was a 3-point game at halftime.
So you're saying like Dan Quinn kind of Bill Belichick the Rams.
Pretty much.
He pretty much schemed them.
But again, the Rams game plan wasn't bad. They just did not have the ball enough. And that's how you beat a team. The Rams, I think, were the second or third ranked offense in the league. The way you beat a team like that is you keep their offense off the field.
Yeah, and their defense has shown vulnerability against the run, so that was what they tried to do.
But they basically gave Atlanta a short field twice.
Yeah,
that they capitalized on. So you take those two fumbles out of the equation, and
it's a competitive game. It comes down to maybe one
play
at that
point.
Goff didn't
throw any interceptions. He didn't turn the ball over. The only turnovers were the Farrell Cooper fumbles. So the Rams played a good game. They played a good enough game. There was one bonehead play where he brought the ball out where he should have just downed it in the end zone.
Yeah.
And then the one that bounced off the guy's foot and hit him like in the knee. That's a fluke play.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree about going back to value of hobby cards. Tom Brady probably doesn't go up from winning another Super Bowl, right? I mean, once you're the GOAT, once you have the most, if you add another one on, it probably doesn't really change. I mean, if anything, it does, you know, if you have one of those cards, it'd probably be a good idea to put it up if he's in the Super Bowl, because you're going to have people looking for him. But I don't know if they necessarily go up. Now, Tim's asking Adoree Jackson, like, if the Titans move.
Does
a defensive player,
I think
you'd get a little bump, right? But nothing crazy.
The guy that you're looking for, if the Titans somehow beat the Patriots,
Mariota, right?
Mariota.
Yeah.
And his cards are still relatively
Derrick
cheap.
Derrick Henry had a hell of a game.
So Derrick Henry, but Mariota being a quarterback, if he knocks off Tom Brady, his cards, his RPA should be $1,500 by the end of the week.
You know, I'm glad you. I wonder what the Vegas line is on that game. The Vegas line on that game, it's got to be crazy.
I'm gonna say plus. The Patriots are 13.5 favorites.
13.5 points?
13.5 points.
Holy crap. For a playoff game?
Two touchdowns at home.
You're right. 13.5. Taking them. It doesn't have straight up on the site. Yeah, but 47 is the under. On 47 and the over-under is what I'm seeing. But I wanted to see what the negative was. The negative is in
positives. I'm going
to
say it's probably plus 320.
Oh, here's the money.
It's got to be bigger than that.
Plus 320.
Negative 850.
Yeah.
No, what
plus 600 on Tennessee.
Plus 600?
Plus 600.
I'm betting right now.
you want me to take a lighter and burn your money? There's no way that Tennessee wins.
Dude, plus 600.
Absolutely no way. There's no way they win.
Smart money is on the Titans. Said nobody.
Paul, you're welcome. 1-1 Iverson, man. Congrats. Yeah. I don't. I mean, yeah, but yeah, betting lines. You want to take the 6-1 on your money? I mean, that's
well, okay. So I'll take the Patriots at -800.
Yeah. What do you get? Well, how does that work out?
I get 20 cents for every dollar I bet.
Yeah. 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 So you bet $100, you win 20.
Yeah.
Cool. Some people do that though, man. I mean, like,
cool.
Remember the crazy money on Mayweather? People were just taking the money, regardless of it. It was so bad, it was just like it was almost a for sure thing.
Well, that
worked
was smart.
Out.
That was smart money.
Smart money. Yeah, it was. But that's a whole other conspiracy on that. But I wanted to talk about the products, football products this year. We talked a little bit about it in the last show about, you know, our product of the year, which was Honors. And Select Football, I think, needed to mention. I think we talked, yeah, I heard you talking about that later that night. Select Football was really good. That's coming out again soon, too. But I feel like the football market needs competition. I feel like Topps either needs to be back in the fold or Upper Deck needs to be back in the fold. I just feel like Panini has too much control. And when you're the only game in town, you can dictate your prices. You can dictate your designs. You don't have to really compete. And I know we've talked about this over the years for the last 8 to 10 years about, you know, competition and stuff like that. But I feel like this year there really needed to be some more uniqueness with football because we kind of lost Winston. You know, we were looking for that rookie and that, you know, we didn't have Peyton Manning this year. Football was kind of down. I think there needed to be some competition to make these products better. I don't know if that will ever happen, but, you know, one can dream. Panini will make products better because they'll have competition, and that's what I want.
No, I mean, you're right. We've been talking about this. We've been going around in circles for years and years and years about this ever since Topps lost their license for the NFL. But basically, I think – and you said Winston. I think you meant Watson.
Oh, did I say Winston?
Yeah, we had Winston. Watson. Winston was eating W's. Not getting W's, but eating W's. But – we're always at so just to prove a point here with football products and the way the season goes and all the releases, it would be a completely different conversation right now if Deshaun Watson was healthy all year and the Texans made the playoffs.
Yeah.
We'd be talking about, oh man, I can't wait for the next product comes out. I can't wait to get contenders Watson like rookie autos. Him going out changed the whole reflection of all the releases, yeah. And you didn't have that quarterback, that rookie quarterback, to latch onto like you had last year with Dak. Right. So that's the issue. I mean, you can talk about competition all you want, but you're talking about like value comes into play, and when you lose what looked like one of the top talented like rookie quarterbacks in the league to come out in a long time. I mean, yeah. You can make an argument that Watson at times looked better than Dak did last year.
Yeah, I agree. I like him better than Dak too. So I mean, as far as potential,
I think that is what people really are latching onto, the fact that it's easy to say the products aren't good when you're not seeing a return on your investment.
Right. Well, how do you think we can get football cards to approach basketball card levels as far as pricing? How do we get like
basketball is a different beast. Basketball, you have
I know
a,
we say the international you have, market,
but that's the thing. You have a strong international market that you do not have with football, and that definitely.
So that is literally the only difference. You guys think is the international market?
I think that's what it is. We're talking a huge. Huge. I mean, there is more basketball fans around the world, probably 10 times as you have football fans in North America.
So the difference between if you compare, and George is talking about Revolution. I love Revolution basketball as well. If you look at Galactic Revolution cards from football, they sell for like $4.
Yeah,
you look at a Galactic card from basketball, sells for $3, $4, $5, $6, depending on the player, $100.
Well, okay, so look at the history of basketball cards in the recent history, relatively recent history. So you have LeBron James. Look at what some of LeBron James' rookie cards go for. You have Kobe Bryant. Look what Kobe Bryant's rookie cards go for. Look what Tim Duncan's like Topps Chrome Refractor rookies go for. Look what Steph Curry Chrome rookies go for. Like I'm talking like not even autos. look at like all these marquee players over the last like 15, 20 years. Show me a football player that has that same secondary.
It was the argument I was talking. So maybe it's maybe it's not the collectors. Maybe it's not the secondary market. Maybe it's the sport itself.
Yeah, it's not even the product. It's I was just about to say that it's the sport itself.
Like, so is there any hope that so there's are we saying there's no way that football cards will ever sell for as much as basketball cards?
Well, it's weird though, because there's also a lot of Hall of Fame caliber basketball players who don't sell for anything either. Like let's say Karl Malone. Mm-hmm. Karl Malone, why doesn't he sell for as much as he should? David Robinson. Why doesn't David Robinson sell for as much as he should?
Because there's no scarcity between those guys, right?
Because they sign a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of their autos in the market. You look at, like, trying to think of a football player that signs a lot that's a Hall of Famer. Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith probably sells for a little bit more than those two players, but
Magic Johnson. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of a football player that is a Hall of Famer. It has a lot to do
with Randy White, maybe.
To do with like scarcity.
Yeah.
These older players that sign a lot. I mean, now you see Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson, when he started releasing cards a couple years ago, Panini was putting him in stuff. They were going for a lot of money. Now it's been he's been in every product. It's kind of started to go down. You saw that with Chris Webber. Chris Webber was in a flawless product a couple years ago. His cards were really expensive. You've seen those. Like, so once you see them reintroduced into the marketplace, they start going down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's
a sport, dude.
You think it's a sport?
It directly correlates to the prices of the cards.
So why? Is it because football players wear helmets and you can't associate?
That's definitely one of the things that you guys were talking about before. I know.
Because
not as personable as
baseball cards. Sell well,
but baseball is.
But they,
you kind of the thing is with baseball is that you kind of relate just the whole hobby with to baseball in a way.
Well, yeah,
because
I mean,
people,
it started. It's like Coca-Cola.
People tend to call this industry. What do you collect? I collect baseball cards.
Yeah,
and it's a general term.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think? Let me ask you guys in the chat. If you could see the players' faces better in football, would that affect sales? Would the secondary market, would the guys sell better if you could see their face?
If they play with no helmets, I would say yes. They would.
I know that sounds silly, but
is there a fact? Is it also a fact that there's so many more football players on a team? Yeah. Isn't there 52 football players on a team?
So in essence, it's more of a team sport than having one player like run a team.
Because
like
in football,
does.
At the end of the day, every year. The cards that you're always chasing, 95% of the time, you want quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks is where the smart money is to invest in.
Right.
Quarterbacks. Why is that? Is it because it's funny because
you see their face more?
It's funny because you would try to associate that with baseball as ace pitchers. You'd be like, okay, it should translate the same. Like Clayton Kershaw should be he should be like the best quarterback type of caliber collector. And see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Like, but in baseball, it's completely different
because he doesn't play every game.
Pitchers do not sell for much.
Yeah.
No matter who they are, they really.
Well, I think it breaks down to who does the most exciting play, right? So the quarterbacks are going to do more exciting plays. Home run hitters are going to do more exciting plays.
You would think running backs and receivers
would be
more
exciting. Well, yeah, but I think their shelf life is so small, right? We haven't had, I mean, beyond Adrian Peterson in football, we haven't had a guy that's not a quarterback that's stayed for 10 plus years and had a career like a Brady or a Manning. Running backs just don't, because they take hits, they get CTE, stuff like that. You know, so I don't think it's, I don't know. It's an interesting way to look at this hobby and why these different sports segments sell differently. And then you'll have hockey, which doesn't, you know, does sell comparably, but then you get the cup every year with hockey, and then you'll have the top guy sell for like 20 grand. It's like insane. It's like, but the same guy in the same set will sell for $2. And then you'll have Connor McDavid, like, in comparison, Connor McDavid rookie year, his RPA to 99 sold for, and we're talking hockey now, sold for 14 grand. Junas Donskoy on the Sharks, numbered to 299, but same card, sold for $2. So it's crazy how the hockey market, so you throw a whole other fourth element into the collecting world with hockey. So it's funny how they all have these different characteristics about them. And I think football's more of an instant. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Football's more of an instant sell, right? You're on a game-to-game thing, right? Baseball's more of a long-term prospecting. You want to get this guy early enough.
Baseball, at this point, I think it's come to the point where it's like home runs.
Yeah.
Needs to be if you're going to collect a player, he needs to be able to hit home runs. He needs to be able to hit a lot of them and need to be really far.
Yeah.
Football, it needs to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
You need to collect a quarterback. Basketball, it's weird with basketball. Basketball,
it could be a center. It could be any position.
Center unless they have like amazing dunks.
Yeah. It's mainly anybody but the center.
Yeah, it's anybody but the center, but spectacular dunks help.
Yeah.
Like, you can actually put up probably 8 points, but if you can dunk the hell out of the ball, your cards are going to go up.
Or shoot 10 threes.
Or shoot threes.
Yeah.
Shooting threes gotten real sexy. Or putting up just points in general.
But it all breaks down to having the most exciting play, right? Because, I mean, look at some of these Super Bowl champions. A lot of these champions were won with probably the best offensive lineman, but nobody's out there buying the offensive lineman's card because he protected Brady for – you know, or Manning. Nobody buys them, even though that was maybe the reason they won the game, was because their offensive line did a great job. The most exciting play is the touchdown, the home run, the dunk, the three-pointer. So it's all the guys that are doing the most exciting play that translate into big money for the hobby. So we're getting close on time. We just found out this info from Upper Deck about they're coming back into basketball market, kind of, with this product, and it is a... and Go GTS tweeted this out. You might be able to just click on the picture. It'll get bigger.
Who's Kevin Gates?
Yeah. Go GTS tweeted this out. The Upper Deck is having a conference right now in Florida. We were going to go. We went last year, but Florida's a little far to travel this time of year. It is they announced a UDA product, Supreme Hardcourt. It's 5x7 pieces made from the Charlotte Bobcats court. There are 17 signers, 2 pieces per box. $500 SRP, includes Jordan in a Bulls uniform. More to come, releases next week.
So, and it looks like the card stock itself is made out of the Charlotte Bobcats court.
So not the Hornets, the Bobcats?
It looks like the Bobcats.
It didn't say Hornets, did it?
It says, but I saw another tweet where it said Charlotte Hornets. So... Word?
So that's the weird thing. So I know the license that there's got to be – Panini's probably on the phone with a lawyer right now as we speak because they have the exclusive for NBA licensed. So those are licensed, but are they getting – it has to do something. And this is just – we just heard this before we went live, so we don't have enough info on it. But I want to know how are they able to do the license. How are they getting away with it? Because the exclusive is for Panini.
It's – well, can I answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's because it's Panini has a license for the card market. This is a 5x7. It fits under a different category. It's not a card.
Oh yeah.
And that's how they get away with it.
There should be some so if I
hey,
made
man,
it
Hey man, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just telling you what I believe are the facts.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's because it's not a card. And it doesn't look like it's being packed up like a card. It looks like it's coming in a box that's has foam and how do I get them? That's what I want to know. How there's 17 signers. Obviously, Jordan is probably Jordan and LeBron and Curry and are going to be short.
Curry, party. Yeah, Curry, LeBron.
So how did they get? Assume Ben Simmons, but how did they get Curry?
I don't know.
How did they like?
He's from Charlotte.
Yeah, he is from Charlotte. Maybe they just contacted Daddy. Yeah, Dale.
Maybe it's. They're all. Oh,
they got all three.
No,
Curry
no,
brothers
dude. It said 17. It said Curry, but I didn't see a first name there.
But that's
oh
how,
yeah, it might be Seth Curry.
Dude, oh what, yeah, that's dude, true.
No, what if Dale it's Dale? Curry. What if it's Dale Curry? They're all.
I don't know if I can get away with that. But here's the thing that I have an issue with: if cards are what are they? 3.5 inches by 5 inches. That's what a standard trading card is. So could you make something that's 4x5 and be like, it's not a trading card, and then you could just have the license? You know what I'm saying? I believe it's 3.5 by 5 inches.
Oh, yeah, this could get ugly.
Or 2.5. It's 2.5 by 3.5. I think so. It's 2.5 by 3.5.
Okay.
So because they have a 5 by, I mean that's the weird thing to me is that they could kind of, you know, get around the whole licensing.
Obviously,
thing.
Upper Deck talked to their lawyers about this before they even put this in production.
Not the same size as a top loader. It's a five by seven. So if you're familiar with Panini Court Kings, and there's a box topper.
It'll be the same size.
It'll be the same size as a box, like a Court Kings box topper.
Ed, yes, same as a box loader, as I think is what you meant. So, and I even heard, now that this has been out of the bag, because I heard rumblings of this last year, but I was sworn to secrecy, so I couldn't say anything on the show. I think this is what the gentleman was telling me about. I heard that there could be logo mans in these. So there could be LeBron and Jordan logo mans. So I don't know how they're going to sell it because it hasn't been pitched yet. I don't know. I want to buy it. I want it.
I heard that, well, from what I saw on Twitter, the Twitter machine, it's releasing next week.
Yes, it does. That's what it says.
So I'm assuming
only 17 centers. Good chance. I'm 17 game of Michael Jordan.
I'm assuming that this product is going to be sold directly on Upper Deck's website to the consumer.
They may. I mean, they got a week. If they have it in stock, they could. They could try to fast pitch it to everybody.
Why would they?
Well,
Why would you try to sell it to a distributor, take less money, when you can just sell it directly to the consumer? Why would you? I think it's going to be a direct to consumer product.
But
I can tell you right now, it's going to sell out almost instantly. I know it's pricey. It's $250 a card essentially, but with the chance of getting LeBron.
1 in 17 chance.
And maybe, you know, now that I'm thinking about this and I'm wrapping my head around it, it's maybe not the size. It's the fact that it's a game. It's a piece of wood. It's a game used court because now it's classified as a game used. It's an upper deck authenticated game.
It's a UDA.
Court.
It's a UDA.
Right.
Product.
So it's not competing with a cardboard trading card. So maybe, but How are they going to have a legacy of this product? They're going to just start digging up NBA floors. They're like, oh, you know. So it's not like they could do this every year, right? Yeah. I mean,
I'm almost thinking they only can do this Charlotte because of Michael Jordan.
I'll tell you right now. If I'm Panini, Panini probably has lawyers looking into this right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably like, this, like, how is this okay? Like, we pay a lot of money to have a license. This is a direct competition because they're looking at it like, the customers that we're selling to.
You guys keep talking.
The customers we're selling to are the same customers that are going to buy this product. So we are literally going to lose market share because of this. So I expect there to be a little bit of backlash from Panini because they pay a lot of money for that exclusive rights to the NBA PA and the NBA license.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if we don't hear something from Panini by the like at least.
It looks like the configuration. Again, don't quote me. We found this out about 2 minutes before we went on, but it looks like it's two cards per pack, or two 5x7s per pack.
I bet Blau has it already.
And it's $500 retail, so $250 a card, two cards a pack. And I'm looking at that Allen Iverson. That looks like that's a quad relic, correct? I don't see any auto on that, right?
Yep, looks like just a quad relic.
So there may be a relic, a two card pack, one being a relic, one being an auto.
That's gonna be kind of weird. Think about holding that in your hand, a 5x7 relic card.
You can, yeah, you can get $250. You can get that.
What are you supposed to store that in, bro?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I was just thinking about it
in the box it came in.
As I ran to take a piss real quick. Is it have staying power in a hobby that's predominantly card related? I mean, do you really going to want something like this long term? Now, yeah, it's going to be the only way to get Michael Jordan, Ben Simmons, autos licensed. So that's what's going to drive it. And LeBron, LeBron's going to sign a photo of him as an adult. And it's going to blow his fucking mind. He's going to be like, I've been signing for the last 10 years of me as a teenager. What the hell happened? Am I still signing for Upper Deck? Like, every photo I signed was me in Notre Dame High School. Now, all of a sudden, you guys, How did this happen? Is this real? Is this life?
I am going to assume that it's the thickness has to be at least 180 point, if not mm-hmm. thicker.
I want to know how long they were racking their brains to come up with this product.
I know.
We were told a year ago that this was this was in the works, and like it was coming out like right away.
Yeah.
Obviously it didn't. I mean, that is a real, that Iverson we're looking at there is really cool, but that's a tough $250.
Yeah. You got to think that there's, well, maybe that's pre-signed. Maybe. No, it says relics.
It says relics. So I think you're getting one relic card
and one auto.
And then that's how they're going to get away with having the logo mans in there. Right. Cause they'll be probably the relic that you're looking at.
Random.
Yeah,
I really hope.
I hope the window is not like four like that. They cut up the logo man and four.
Yeah,
them.
No, I think they would have a logo man cut out. I would assume. I mean, one thing about Upper Deck too. A lot of you guys don't know about their
Irv?
Their Upper Deck authenticated stuff. It's some of the most beautiful pieces that you've ever seen. They're really high priced, but justifiably because it is. They're just gorgeous. If you ever have a chance to see one in a shop, or we got to see one at the last Upper Deck conference, we got to see their whole, you know, product catalog, and there's some just gorgeous stuff. But they're pricey, but they're one of a kind stuff, so it's nice for sure. But very interesting news coming out of the Upper Deck camp. 17 signers, new license 5x7, floorboard autos from the Bobcats. With Jordan and Bulls uniforms, LeBron, stuff like that. So when we have more news, we'll relay it to you guys. Supposedly, it's coming out next week. Is this one of those things, kind of like a football play, when you get a football play and it looks like it could be a penalty and you just get it out real quick, you get the next play out? Is that why they're like, we're going to drop it and release it? So it's too late. It's too late
for Panini.
It's too late for Panini to sue us.
Oh, yeah. never too late, though.
No, it's probably not.
It's never too late. I'm confident that there's lawyers in Panini's camp that are currently working on what they're going to do. How they're gonna, cause I mean, it's, if I was Panini, I would be a little upset.
Yeah.
I'd be like, man,
it's like a loophole in the system.
Spent a lot of money what stops somebody from making a card that's an inch bigger?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But I think the game used floor has, there's going to be there. When we see these things, we're going to buy some, and you guys probably will too. Is there's going to be some verbiage on there. I guarantee it. It's going to say game use piece. It's going to say nothing about trading cards.
Girl, this is not a trading card.
Not a trade. Don't even think it's a trading card.
Not a trading card.
Don't sue us. We're like, it's going to be like one of those chance listing things. It's going to have all the verbiage in there, like on eBay. But if you guys are into basketball, we've got Totally Certified NBA today. We also have Prism Basketball.
Totally Certified is a 16 box master.
It is. We're doing an 8 box case today. So we're doing an inner sealed case. We also have Prism, which is hard to find. Those silvers are popping. We're doing a hobby 6-box break of Prism random team style. And Mojo Collection, case 10 and 11 popping off today. If you haven't seen Mojo Collection Volume 4, I'd advise you to look at some of the videos that we've done. We've been pulling some ridiculous stuff, and there's still a lot of ridiculous stuff out there. Only 20 cases made. We're on case 10. We've done 10 cases since Friday. So don't miss out. Before it's too late, it's going to be gone forever. Mojo Collection. C-Rad's been busting Mojo Collection. You've been pulling some nice stuff, huh?
Yep, nothing but the cold ones.
Yeah. yeah, Fervid, we're gonna fix it. But I just, we'll fix it. But a little indisposed at the moment. So before we go live, but we've got Bowman's Best coming up next, guys. There's still some teams scheduled at 2:45, so we're still talking because we got some teams left. But we're live with a full slate of breaks after this. And I think that's all I got to talk about. I mean, we can kind of divulge a little bit into, before we sign off, we can talk about Contenders Optic. So Panini, in need of another football product this year, is releasing Contenders Optic. So
did
it's
you have
it's
a topic too?
Contenders and Optic make a baby. And,
it's crazy. It's like if you were to put Contenders and Optic together.
Yeah.
I want to know how long Panini was racking their brains on this one.
That meeting was 10 minutes. That was the meeting right before Christmas, probably, or something, you know? No, they probably been working.
You guys ever
for a while.
Think about putting Optic and Contenders together? Love it. Do it.
Make it happen. Let's just take these Contenders cards and dip them in chrome.
And what I'm hearing right now is that it's two autos a box. I think it's two autos a box.
Yes, two. Is it two autos a box?
I think so.
What is it?
Two
say
autos
there?
A box.
Two autos a box. So.
Yeah. So it's a little. So it's like
somebody.
A,
does anybody know the price?
I'm looking right now. So let's. They just released the info today.
$800 a box.
Wow. Four arm and a leg.
No price yet.
The one thing I did like about it, I don't know if you'll see in this blog post, is the go to that Peyton Manning. Oh wow, look at that. I do like that too.
That better be numbered to one and not numbered to five.
Right. The throwback right there. So they're going to have the throwback designs of prior years of contenders. I don't know how many they are going to have, but obviously they're going to have a Manning. That's going to be pretty sweet. I know it looks like a sticker auto. It's going to be on there, but that's going to be pretty cool. That's kind of like, you know, the acetates from
NT.
Yeah, from
beautiful.
NT. And or the clearly authentic, the reprints, kind of like that. You know, they're just chroming it up, a different look. That's going to be cool about it. I don't know about blending two brands together. What do you guys think? But I think these are going to have some cool chases.
What do you think, Conrad?
About this product?
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Are you?
I didn't think I was going to like it, but when I actually saw when they had
live cards look good.
Live cards look
yeah.
good. Those Mr. Biscuits.
I think it's bullshit.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's it. That's bullshit.
Optic NT and Flawless is next, Irving says. Yeah, I mean, it's a really easy thought process.
I keep on talking to we talk off the air about this all the time. I'm like, do we need this product? Like, not this specific product, but any of the newer products that come out. I'm like, do we need this product? Like, 17-18 Contenders Basketball is coming out. They haven't released Contenders Basketball since, was it 12-13 was the last year?
12-13.
We've survived through the 13-14 year, 14-15, 15-16, 16-17.
They got to mix it up sometimes.
But we needed to have 17-18 Contenders Basketball. Great. Yeah. All right. We needed it. We don't need any more football releases.
No.
We don't need it. We got enough. And we're about almost halfway through the releases for football.
I know. We still got a lot
so,
of time.
Yeah, get ready.
And the season's over pretty much.
The season's over, but we're probably looking at throwing a number out there, but I'm thinking at least 12 more football releases for the 2017 season.
Right.
Even though we're going to be well into 2018.
Yeah, because you still got, well, the ones that people want, NT, Flawless, Select, maybe Encased. Encased's got some ground. I mean, then you got Vertex. You got, you know, all that other stuff in between now, Optic, Chrome. So we got at least, what, eight to ten at least?
You're Optic Contenders.
Like, well, same thing.
Like but still, like, it's just, like, did we need Optic Contenders?
No.
Like, were you sitting there hanging out a couple nights ago, man, you know what we need? Optic Contenders. That's what we need.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we need. Crave it. I crave Chrome cards. But, yeah, use code 2018MOJO for 12% off PYT breaks today. And if you listen to the podcast, we're going to run it for just a couple days. So if you listen to this a couple days later, today is what is today? Today's Wednesday the 10th. So it's probably going to be a couple days. It's going to last, that coupon code. So make sure you take advantage of that. Save big on teams that are already discounted. We had some questions in the chat about, you know, our Totally Certified break being priced a little too high. Well, I mean, that is a matter of opinion, but we do base our prices on demand. So prices will go lower on teams that nobody wants until they sell. So that's how we do it. So, but you can use code 2018MOJO for 12% off PYT breaks. And we've got Mojo Collection today. We're going to start off the day with Bowman's Best, so that's going to be next. We've got Chronicles Baseball for $29.99, random team. There's going to be at least 32 hits in there, and there's Judge and Bellinger and lots of chase in that. We've got Flawless Baseball today, and we have Contenders Football today as well. So as you can see with McCaffrey on the side, and the Contenders Football is moving real quick. So be sure to jump in on those breaks. And
that reminds me, Monero made a good point. You know what we need next? You know what the next one we need?
Don't say it. We don't need anything.
We need a Contenders Optic Prism release.
Only if it's actually not blended together, but cut in three. So, the top third of the card is contenders. The middle card's prism, and the bottom portion
is cardstock are they using?
It'll be a 360 point. It's gonna be thick as shit.
And then there'll be special 101 eminence gold pieces on top of all those 3-piece cards.
No, it's gonna be gold, platinum, and silver all mixed into one. They melt it down. And they just stir it up.
Nice. I like it, dude. We gotta get up on Panini on this. If you want to turn my track up on the outro, we're going to go hit that outro. But be sure to check out mojobreak.com today. We're going to be live on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to us here on YouTube as well so you'll know when we're live to participate in these breaks and get some mojo and some booms and some one-on-ones and stuff like that. So we'll see you in a couple minutes. We're going to be live with Bowman's Best, and we're out.
And that's it. Watching this episode, visit mojobreak.com for more info and your break spot, and we will see you next time on